Ray Davis is the insurance policy on a bell cow who just got paid, and the market prices him exactly like one, running back 62, pick 207. The catch this episode makes is that he is not even the clean handcuff people think he is. Buffalo has a second backup his own quarterback calls the best in football at what he does.
This season, all 17 games behind James Cook, 58 carries for 275 yards and 86 receiving yards on 10 catches, 2 total touchdowns, 3.5 half PPR points a game, 68th among backs per game, 60th in total. The role shrank from his rookie year, 113 carries as a rookie became 58, not because he was passed, but because Buffalo leaned harder on Cook, who carried it 309 times. 2/10 of his fantasy value came on touchdowns, a low share. The profile is a between the tackles reserve, used when the starter rests.
The career arc is 2 seasons pointing the wrong way for a better. 6.3 a game as a rookie, 3.5 last year. That is the shape of a backfield consolidating around one man, not a back losing his job. The pattern beat is quiet by design. Aging fires at career year 5, this is 3, so no fade. His touchdown share is under the running back line of 0.298, so no touchdown regression to praise. The honest sentence is structural. Backups behind healthy featured starters score backup points, and every pattern we trust needs volume to grab onto first. He has not been given the volume.
Muffed! The situation is stability above him and a committee beside him. James Cook signed a 4-year, $48 million extension last summer and is healthy, fully featured with no holdout. The lead job is spoken for in ink. New Bills leadership does not change that. Sean McDermott was fired in January. Joe Brady moved up to head coach and kept the play sheet. And Pete Carmichael arrived to coordinate, per the club, so a possibly more pass-leaning offense is the one variable in Davis's favor. But the reserve work is split. Josh Allen has called Ty Johnson the best third down back in football, per the team, and Johnson owns the passing downs, which is where deep backfield fantasy value usually lives. Buffalo drafted and signed no backup note, spending its spring on the defense, a quiet vote of confidence in the trio it already had. The room is Cook, then Davis and Johnson sharing the rest. The price? Running back 62 at pick 207. The slot paid 4.0 a game last season. He produced 3.5 in a shrinking role. Our verdict? No call. This is insurance pricing for an insurance role, and it is close to right, a couple of tenths rich if anything, because the passing down half of the handcuff, the half with the fantasy points in it, belongs to Ty Johnson. The caveat is the one every backup carries. If Cook misses time, Davis is the early down beneficiary, and this price looks silly by Tuesday, but you are paying 207 for a Cook injury, not for a role Davis holds today.
Watch whether Brady's offense actually throws more, the camp split between Davis and Johnson on third down, and Cook's workload for any signed Buffalo eases his 300 carry pace. The lottery ticket is real. It is just priced like a lottery ticket. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.